By 2027, global demand for a single obscure semiconductor technology called CoWoS is forecast to surge by 93%. The bottleneck for AI is no longer just the chip, but the box it comes in. What does this massive shift in the supply chain mean for your business? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing on the technology that drives global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
Troy, for years, we've been conditioned to think that the bleeding edge of technology was all about smaller transistors, 5 nanometers, 3 nanometers. But this week, the entire conversation seems to have shifted. Every major headline is about something called advanced packaging. It sounds a lot less exciting, but it seems to be where the entire AI industry is hitting a wall.
That's exactly right, Susie. The AI gold rush has created a new choke point. It's no longer just about fabricating the silicon wafer. It's about the incredibly complex process of assembling multiple chips or chiplets into a single powerful system. That's advanced packaging. This week, we're seeing the crisis hit a boiling point, triggering a multi-hundred-billion-dollar global investment race and an explosion of new technologies designed to break the logjam.
So let's start there. The bottleneck. What exactly is advanced packaging, and why is it suddenly the most critical part of the AI supply chain?
Think of it like this. An AI accelerator, like NVIDIA's new Blackwell chip, isn't one single piece of silicon. It's a collection of powerful, specialized chiplets that need to talk to each other at lightning speed. Advanced packaging is the microarchitecture that connects them. The dominant technology here is TSMC's CoWoS, which stands for Chip on Wafer on Substrate. NVIDIA's entire Blackwell production, which started volume manufacturing this month, depends entirely on it.
And I'm guessing demand is outstripping supply.
Massively. NVIDIA alone consumes about 60% of TSMC's entire CoWoS capacity. But the bottleneck is even deeper than that. To function, these packages need high bandwidth memory, or HBM. And to build the package substrate itself, you need a specialized insulating material called Ajinomoto Buildup Film, or ABF. Both are in critical shortage. Ajinomoto, which has a near monopoly, projects an ABF supply gap of over 20% by 2027.
So how does this specifically affect a U.S. or European manufacturer making, say, industrial robots or high-end medical devices?
It means the AI chips they need for their next-generation products are supply-constrained at the most fundamental level. If you can't get allocation for HBM or CoWoS-style packaging, your product roadmap is at risk. European manufacturers of automotive or industrial systems will find themselves competing with hyperscale data centers for the same limited pool of advanced packaging capacity.
And for trading companies and distributors trying to source these components?
They need to understand that this isn't a simple component shortage. It's a capacity shortage for a highly complex process. Their relationships with OSATs, outsourced semiconductor assembly and test companies, are now just as important as their relationships with the foundries. They must track HBM and ABF availability as leading indicators for the entire AI hardware market.
So, what's the actionable insight for an executive this week?
Immediately audit your Tier 1 and Tier 2 suppliers for dependencies on advanced packaging, specifically CoWoS, HBM, and ABF film. The risk is no longer just at the chip designer level. It's deep in the back end of the supply chain, which historically had less visibility.
A supply crisis of this magnitude must be triggering a response. Are we seeing companies invest to fix this?
We're seeing a response on a scale that is almost difficult to comprehend. South Korea is committing a staggering $252.5 billion, with Samsung and SK Group turning the entire Chungcheong province into a global hub for AI semiconductors and HBM packaging.
$250 billion. What about in the West? Are we seeing a reshoring of this critical technology?
Absolutely. This is the big strategic shift. Amkor Technology just committed up to $3 billion for a new advanced packaging facility in Peoria, Arizona, slated to begin production in 2028. This is huge, as it will create an end-to-end supply chain on U.S. soil, working alongside TSMC's new fabs there. Similarly, SK Hynix is investing $4 billion in its own packaging facility in Indiana, and U.S.-based Micron is spending $9.3 billion to expand HBM production in Hiroshima, Japan, with shipments starting around summer 2028.
Is Europe part of this investment wave?
Yes, though with a different focus. The Austrian firm AT&S, a key maker of the IC substrates that form the foundation of these packages, is investing up to 2 billion euros to expand capacity in Malaysia and China, driven by commitments from major clients like AMD. They've raised their revenue growth forecast for fiscal 2026-27 to between 45 and 55% based on this demand. They're also investing 10 million euros to turn their home plant in Fehring, Austria, into an innovation hub for power and thermal management.
What does this geographic diversification mean for Western manufacturers?
For U.S. manufacturers, having Amkor and SK Hynix operational in-country by 2028 is a game-changer for supply chain resilience. It reduces dependency on Asia for the most critical step in AI hardware production. European firms gain a stronger regional partner in AT&S, which can innovate on substrates for specific European needs, like automotive and industrial tech.
What should trading companies be doing?
Start building relationships with the North American divisions of Amkor and SK Hynix now. The capacity at these new Arizona and Indiana plants will be fully allocated long before they open. For distributors, this also signals the rise of new material and equipment needs in these regions, creating new lines of business.
And the key action for executives?
Engage with state economic development agencies in Arizona and Indiana. Understand the ecosystem, the talent pool, and the incentives being built around these new hubs. This is a chance to co-locate, partner, and secure future capacity at the ground level.
So we have a bottleneck and a massive global race to build more capacity. But Troy, is anyone trying to invent their way out of this problem with new technology? Is there an alternative to TSMC's CoWoS?
Yes, and this is where the competitive landscape gets very interesting for Western companies. Intel is aggressively pushing its own 2.5D packaging technology, EMIBT, as a credible alternative. They are expanding validation for it on very large, 4.5x reticle-sized packages, with certification targeted by the end of 2026. This positions Intel Foundry as a viable second source for high-performance packaging, which is a crucial de-risking strategy for the entire U.S. tech industry.
Beyond a direct competitor, are there any radical new ideas on the horizon?
There are. Researchers at the Korea Institute of Industrial Technology, KITEC, have developed a process that achieves 4 times the integration density of current commercial HBM. If scalable, this could lead to a dramatic leap in AI performance. On the other end of the spectrum, China is moving fast. CXMT is accelerating HBM3E development, and YMTC, their NAND champion, has taken a global lead in patents for a next-generation technology called wafer-to-wafer hybrid bonding.
This sounds like the technology itself is fragmenting. What does that mean for a European manufacturer?
It means they need to be technically agile. The AI system they design today around a CoWoS package may be obsolete or uncompetitive against a system designed with Intel's EMIB or a future 3D stacked architecture. They need to ensure their product designs are flexible enough to adopt new packaging standards as they become available.
And for distributors, this must make sourcing even more complex.
Exactly. The catalog of must-have technologies is expanding. Distributors can't just be experts on CoWoS. They need to develop expertise on EMIBT, hybrid bonding, and even emerging materials like glass substrates, which are replacing plastics to handle the intense heat from AI chips. This is a chance to add value through technical guidance.
So, what's the actionable advice for R&D leaders?
Task your teams with a formal evaluation of Intel's EMIBT as a second sourcing option for your next product cycle. At the same time, closely monitor Chinese competitors like CXMT. Their ability to produce HBM domestically could significantly alter global supply and pricing dynamics within the next 24 months.
All right, Troy, let's bring it all together. An incredible amount of change in a single week. What are the 3 key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, advanced packaging is the new strategic battleground for AI. Your competitive advantage no longer comes just from chip design, but from your ability to secure capacity for packaging technologies like CoWoS. The bottleneck has officially moved from the front end to the back end of production. Second, a historic multi-hundred-billion-dollar reshoring and diversification of this critical capacity is happening right now. New hubs in Arizona, Indiana, Japan, and South Korea are redrawing the global semiconductor map. This is a direct response to supply chain fragility.
And third, the technology is starting to fragment.
TSMC's dominance with CoWoS is being challenged by credible alternatives like Intel's EMIB and disruptive innovations in bonding and integration from Asia. This creates both opportunities for diversification and new competitive threats.
And what are the immediate actions executives should consider?
1. Audit your supply chain for these new packaging choke points, HBM, ABF, and CoWoS-style capacity. 2. Begin engagement now with the companies building new facilities in the U.S. and Europe. And 3. Task your R&D teams to actively evaluate these emerging packaging platforms to stay ahead of the technology curve.
Troy, thank you for translating this complex landscape into clear business intelligence.
My pleasure, Susie.
The race for AI dominance has moved from the microscopic world of transistors to the complex architecture of the package itself. Understanding this shift is now critical for anyone in manufacturing, trading, or technology. That's all for this week. For more strategic analysis, be sure to subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you next week.